This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You look up amateur in the dictionary, and it says a person who engages in a pursuit, especially a sport, on an unpaid rather than a professional basis. So with that in mind, I point out now that the absolutely not a professional, that's in air quotes, sport of college football starts a new season tomorrow. And I will also point out that earlier this week, Nick Saban signed a nearly $100 million deal to coach Alabama till he's in his late 70s. And I will further point out that last week, the Big Ten announced a 7-year TV deal worth at least $1 billion a year. And the athletes at the center of that industry are thinking now about revenue sharing now that they're allowed to make money off their names and images and likenesses. Marketplace's Andy Euler does sports for us.
When the NCAA said athletes could start making money off their names, images, and likenesses, some, like Patrick Risch at Washington University in St. Louis, said that was opening a Pandora's box.
It only seems to me a matter of time where you will find college athletics feel pressured to give these student athletes a cut of the media revenues.
Currently, athletes make money basically through endorsements. David Barry, an economics professor at Southern Utah University, says that keeps colleges and universities removed from any employment responsibilities. But he says that doesn't reflect reality.
The athletes are employees. They are hired. They are given a job. The job of an athlete takes precedence over anything else they're doing. If that's the rule, you're an employee. Your job is to play sports.
Barry thinks eventually colleges will have to put athletes on their payrolls. And Ellen Zavian at George Washington University says big schools like Alabama and Texas are preparing for how to make that work right now.
They're already having that conversation. And perhaps some of the larger sports like basketball and football will spin off into for-profit entities, remove themselves from the umbrella of the NCAA, and not have those regulations as a restraint.
Because, she says, the NCAA doesn't want to get involved with directly paying players. But if the NCAA wasn't around, that might make it easier for the multi-billion-dollar college football and basketball industries. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.